gone over. We'd have to kind of study it over. But I'd rather he let him have it for another 12 months or 6 months. And well, finally he got pretty ready to do it. He said, what? Behind that damn hair, you make any money if you don't know it. He's paying. So he's pretty hot about it. He couldn't make any money if he didn't know the money, so he said, go ahead, keep it. All
right. When you were coming up, did y'all do any swimming and diving and things like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, lots of it. I tell you, pretty good little swimming tale. I did tell that. We lived out of Peace of the Mind. When a new family come there, first thing, the boy living in the mine said, let's go out to the Russells and the swimming hole. And within a little creek, open wood, there's a big pine tree just below the swimming hole, beside the little stream. And there's a big rock place on the side of it. Well, that tree was hollow inside the full of young jackets. So with this new boy, who got swimming hole, we'd stop at a log. He said, let's all stop at this log, see who can put his clothes off, and throw them by that tree, and getting swimming or jumping swimming, we'll see who can be doing that. Well, of course, this new boy get his clothes off and run through the tree, we'd leave out of here for this long. We'd all go in swimming on that big time. Just full time, get out some and get a handful of wet sand, you know, and swim down towards this tree and through the dirt. They'd already be just like a spring twig. So then when we started to come out, and he'd run to get his clothes, the other day and show him he had to go back to swimming hole. While he'd get back to swimming hole, we'd get on across the woods further, but he couldn't get it. He couldn't get out. To Davis, once in a while he'd get out, somebody'd get away from him. But we most always get away from him. Sometimes I'd slip back there. We had a long pole. We had a long pole here down there. But you come up inside the stream, hook on that pole, hook on the clothes. You could drag him away from there, stay down the stream. By dragging him real slow, we learned how to handle him without him running up. Any quick move, they'd fly up. But you could drag him real slow. After they quieted down, say, 34 minutes. Drag your clothes real slow, waiting out of that ran up. But just the least little bit of a quick, sudden move. It happened, but there's been a boy got a ribbon down. I was yelling at it.
Used to like to dive and everything,
just yes,
every dive?
Yeah, we do a lot of diving. After phosphate mines got in there, well, they were pretty crude. We had a lot of phosphate pits, you know. But, and they had deeper water. But I could always dive pretty good. I wasn't too good a swimmer. I was heavy. Somehow or another, some of the kids could just live on the water float, you know. I had to fight it to stay up all the time. If I'd stop moving, I'd go about 2 feet on the top of the water before I'd stop.
Yes. Any of them ever drown out in those phosphate things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once in a while. Once in a while, somebody drowned in phosphate.